Reporter and Morning Edition host Zach Bernard always keeps a busy schedule, with covering Fort Wayne City Council usually pretty high up on the list of priorities. For the latest on city government and more, Zach Bernard, welcome to WBOI Presents.
Always a pleasure, Ben. Thank you.
We could spend our time today talking about construction, development, or waste management. Let's start with the last one. What's the latest on Red River waste management and trash and recycle pickup in our area?
Live from the garbage beat, it's been a very fun couple of weeks, and I'm sure residents wouldn't use the word fun, but nonetheless, there have been a lot of problems with Red River Waste Solutions, a lot of missed pickups around Fort Wayne throughout the last 9 or 10 months. That's been attributed to a national driver shortage, inclement weather, and equipment failures in that weather, things like that. But beginning on November 5th, pickup routes will change. 47% of Fort Wayne residents will be affected by this, and residents can visit mynewtrashday.com to find out more information, or you can just find the story on wboi.org to kind of see how you will be affected, because not everyone will be impacted, but a lot of residents will be. And another one of Red River's reasons for the difficulties was the routes. And if you look at the old route maps, they were pretty convoluted and confusing. These new route maps do look a lot cleaner. It looks like the company can be a lot more efficient with pickups. Again, that begins on November 5th.
As you cover city council, there's always more updates on development in our downtown area. You have an update on the Landing project. What's the latest?
The Landing is kind of an interesting project because we haven't really heard or seen much from it over the last year, but we did hear from it in city council, and it was over a somewhat controversial proposal because in November 2017, Fort Wayne's Legacy Committee awarded the Model Group, who is the developer behind the Landing, $2.5 million under the condition that no additional public funds would be requested for the project, and that TIF money would instead be utilized to help fund the project instead. As a means to improve the streetscapes on Columbia Street, which is where the Landing will be located, the city is now seeking $1.4 million additional dollars. And that raised the eyebrows of council members Russ Yale and Paul Ensley. They held a news conference on Tuesday morning, basically wondering why did we exactly give this legacy money under the stipulation that this would be it when there's a $1.4 million request before us. So those questions are still looking to be answered. City Council will bring this measure back in front of them on October 23rd. So right now we're kind of at a standstill with that as that measure's on hold.
Now we can take a look at the issue of construction. We have an update on a contract for construction on State Boulevard. What's going on there?
Yeah, certainly if you've driven down State Boulevard over the last couple of weeks, it's been terrible. And that's why I'm very happy that my drive to work doesn't involve State Boulevard. But nonetheless, back in early September, Fort Wayne City Council approved three separate contracts that advanced onto the second phase of the State Boulevard realignment. $9 million were the contracts in total, which sounds like a big sum of money, but $7.5 million came from grants provided by NDOT, which that's about 80% of the project. So not too much local money went into that. And approval of the contract was necessary for the funding to be secured. So a lot of bureaucracy involved in it. Nonetheless, it was an 8-to-1 vote. So pretty unanimous from council. And you've already seen the project has begun on State Boulevard, which, like I said, for drivers is probably a bit of a nuisance, but avoid it at all costs. And it's going to look pretty great, I can already imagine.
Final thoughts before we end our time here. The American and National Leagues have each moved on to their championship series. The defending champion Astros and Dodgers hosting the Red Sox and Brewers, respectfully. Who you have in the series?
My World Series prediction is Houston and Milwaukee, although I will say that it's hard to count the Dodgers out because back in May, I was saying when they were 8 games out, they're going to win the division, and they did. You can never count them out. They always end up somehow being there, but the Brewers are so hot right now, so I can't count them out, and I really like their team. I don't believe in the Red Sox. They have a lot to prove to me, even though they looked really good against the Yankees. Houston, they've done this before. They look great against Cleveland, so I've got Houston and Milwaukee, with Houston winning the whole thing.
Zach Bernard, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Ben.